Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So how do we feel about the Mets right now? Eh? Is that a good way to define it? Eh?
I don't know how I feel. The pitching has been better. Starting pitching has been a lot better. To me, it just comes down to the garbage bullpen they got. I mean, you know, you saw what you look at this. You look at this series. Start with Friday night. You know, you get another terrific game out of Jake. He gives up two runs, and the minute that you know they're down 2-1, the minute they go to the bullpen, you know they're giving it up. You know, all right. So they lose that game. They had a nice bounce back win. Mats pitched pretty well, I thought. And I thought the key Saturday night was what you wound up getting out of the bullpen. I mean, you're getting two stellar innings out of Lugo in that game. And then Diaz closed it out. I thought that was really the key.
But
Lugo giving you two big innings for a change. You know what I mean?
I know you've been shaky on both of those guys, and they have been shaky at times.
But those are the two best relief pitchers.
Far and away.
No doubt.
Far and away.
No doubt about that.
The two best relievers. Right. You feel, I wouldn't say confident. I don't think any Met fan's ever confident when the bullpen door opens. But you feel less disgusting with yourself. Disgusted about the world when you see that beautiful Seth Lugo face and all that, the movement on his curveball. What do they call that again? The spin rate.
Spin rate. He's got the best spin rate in baseball.
Oh, it's amazing. You feel decent about those guys, but you're right. When it's Drew Gagne, who had about 5 minutes of looking good a couple of months ago.
Right. One moment.
When it's Big Bob Gizelman, who most of the time implodes.
Yep.
Whether it's Hector Santiago, whoever it is,
right.
You don't feel good. But those two guys are the very – Familia's been good his last two performances.
He has, but I'm still not – you know, I'm still very concerned, though.
Oh, no, he's not in the circle of trust yet.
No,
the circle of trust is literally Diaz and Lugo holding hands. That's the circle.
That's about it.
That's it.
That is it, no doubt.
And in games in which you're not going to use them, it better be like yesterday where you've got a big lead. Yeah. Then you feel okay.
Yeah.
And you get seven innings out of Syndergaard.
I told you, to me, the highlight, we'll get to yesterday, but the highlight of the weekend to me was after that craziness that went on Friday night with the, you know, you want to call it a brawl. The bench is clear. There was really no brawl.
Yeah.
You know, Murphy jumps over the railing and all of that, whatever. But I thought the highlight of Saturday night was Steven Matz not hitting Murphy, but putting one under his chin.
Make him think.
To me, that was better than hitting him. That really was.
I agree. I think most of the time that is better. You know, when Noah Syndergaard in game three of the World Series came up and in on Alcides Escobar, that was the best thing he could have done. Not drill him. It's make somebody feel a tad bit uncomfortable.
Yep. Absolutely.
And did that contribute to the rest of Daniel Murphy's weekend? Maybe it did.
And Daniel Murphy now getting booed constantly, of course.
Well, he's the enemy now.
He's the enemy. Oh, big time. He's a big enemy now.
Absolutely.
And then yesterday you get Syndergaard, you know, having one of those just dominant games. And he's had a few of those this year. But he's also had a few, you know, five innings, five run games. And yesterday was one of those games where he goes out there and he basically could have pitched a no-hitter yesterday.
He looked great.
It was unbelievable.
Not hard hit ball for a base
against
hit.
The shift.
Yes.
Which would have been an out with no shift.
Yeah. And then Mickey probably, you know, has to push him through 98 pitches if he has a no-hitter going on.
Right.
I think things are managed differently in that regard.
Sure.
But they won the series. And I think going into this homestand, I said, hey, go win 5 out of 6. They didn't. They won 4 out of 6. The bottom line is just win series. What they need to do, though, is start doing that on the road because they've been a horrific road
team. It's really amazing. I mean, all the years at Citi Field, they've generally been a good road team and a bad at home.
Right.
They've turned it all around at
home. Yeah, which is more like normal teams.
They're 8 games over .500. They've hit a home run now. I don't know how many consecutive games at Citi Field.
I think it's
Citi
14
Field.
Or 15. It's a new franchise record.
Is it a new record now with the win Frazier? How about Todd Frazier all of a sudden?
He's been awesome.
Oh, what's he been drinking? Oh, my God. All
I don't want to know.
Todd Frazier. Is like, wow. I'm like, when he gets up, I'm actually got confidence now.
You know what that reminds you of? Vargas and Frazier. And I don't want to put either guy in Cooperstown.
No. Right. That's kind of similar. You're right. Vargas and Frazier right now.
Yeah, I'm not putting him in Cooperstown.
No, well.
But the truth is they've been very good over the last few weeks.
Very good.
And that's why sometimes with veteran players, as much as we want to DFA them and get rid of them, you're better off holding out because you know what they are capable of. And that's the same with Robinson Cano. I know you don't want to hear that right now.
Well, he's on the IL right now, which is Yeah, it's fine with me.
But at some point, he's going to come back.
We hope.
And
it's good. He comes back and he's Robinson Cano that we know Robinson Cano to be.
He could be. Look,
not,
he could
not
be.
That he's Robbie Alomar as a Met.
No, and long run, that's probably what it'll be because he's here for 5 years. But if they can get Robbie Cano, he could carry an offense.
Well, let's hope you get a month of that.
Well, hopefully he comes back at some point. Guy comes back for 30 seconds.
Hey, you know what? If he doesn't come back, I don't even care. I really don't. Did they really miss him? Really?
We said that about Todd Frazier.
Yeah.
And could the Mets use Todd Frazier right now? I was sitting cleanup
yesterday.
Well,
he's hot right now.
Okay. Well, that's my point.
I understand that.
That's the same thing.
But still, I mean, how is Jeff McNeil not playing again yesterday?
No,
That doesn't make any sense. What is the deal there? Is he hurt?
I am convinced he's not 100%. There's no other reason, Joe, why he doesn't play three games in a row.
I don't get it.
Think about it. He doesn't play the finale of the series against the Giants. You're screaming about that. Yesterday, I'm looking at the daily lineups, this little app where they give you the lineups. And when I didn't see McNeil in there, my first reaction is,
he's hurt. Right, right.
I Google it, no sign of injury.
Right.
I think he's not 100%. It's the only thing I could think of, Joe.
Sounds like he's not 100%, you know? But, hey, look, you know, like you said, they took two out of three. Frazier's red hot right now. And let's see what they do. Give me at least one win at Yankee. Just win one of these two Yankee games. They don't have to win both games. It would be great if they did. I don't expect it. Give me one. Don't lose both games. You know, and then continue, you know, do some damage against the Cardinals before you go on this, what's going to be really a very critical road trip.
A very tough road trip, and
critical and tough against a lot of good teams.
Yeah, no doubt. Against two of the teams you're directly competing with, in the Atlanta Braves and the Philadelphia Phillies.
Correct.
And also the Chicago Cubs, who you could be competing with for a wild card spot, depending on how the National League Central shapes out.
Yep.
Right now, all the signs are there that the Mets are a mediocre team. That's what the signs tell you, that they're this 500, mm-hmm. they're okay hanging around team. But I think we hold out hope, mainly because of what we saw in 2015 and to a degree what we saw in 2016, that they could take off.
Look, they got
that's
enough,
my hope.
They got enough guys on this team that this team should certainly be elite minimum in contention for the wild card all year. I mean, to me, they do. Now, the big Achilles heel is the bullpen.
No doubt.
That's the biggest fear you got. To me, they score enough runs. They have their games. For whatever reason, they just don't score runs when Jake's pitching.
I know.
Which I just don't understand.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes no sense to me at all. But for the most part, the offense has been pretty good. I feel good offensively that they're going to score some runs for me.
Yeah.
Now, the starting pitching has been very up and down lately. It's been good. Lately, the starting pitching has been up. Everybody going in this turn in the rotation, I think the last turn through the rotation, I think the ERA is under two.
Yeah, it was a good turn. It was absolutely a good turn in the rotation. Yep.
So we know what they're capable of. The bottom line is the bullpen going to be so bad that it's going to wind up destroying this team?
Yeah,
that's my biggest fear with the Mets.
Because they can't, and we're seeing this with Lugo, they can't use Seth Lugo every day. I mean, it's obvious. We barely see him back-to-back,
right.
Let alone every day.
That's right.
And right now, even when he has his lousy outings, which he did in that first game against San Francisco,
indeed,
for the most part, he's been reliable this season. But they right now only have two arms in their bullpen they can trust. And unless they get big innings out of their starting pitching, which they're showing signs of. I mean, Noah Syndergaard giving you seven.
Yep.
Jason Vargas giving you nine.
I tell you, the fact that Mats gave him 6 the other night, because he had thrown a ton of pitches early in the game.
Yep.
I'm like, this guy's going to be lucky to get to 5 innings in this game.
Yeah, it was great that he got these 6.
And he pushed it to, 120 pitches.
Well, that was the key. And that's what Mickey's got to do with all of these guys. Push him that extra inning.
He does.
Instead of taking a guy out too early, I'd rather it go the other way.
Yes.
Push these guys.
Yes.
Because this team is built to be pushed. All of these guys, outside of Vargas, I'm talking about the young guys, they're in the prime of their careers now. No more of this, they young. Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. Prime of their careers. Push them. And let me give this compliment to Syndergaard. Because one of the things that used to kill Noah Syndergaard is the run game. Teams used to run
yesterday.
All over him. Yeah, how great was that?
That's the first time he's ever done that? I can never remember him picking anybody off, ever.
Well, he's got a move now where he's keeping guys close. So we have seen Noah improve that part of his game, and good for him.
Which goes back to the game they lost to the Giants, which makes even less sense that Mickey pulled them out.
To keep a guy close.
Right, using the excuse, I was worried about a guy stealing a base.
It was a terrible excuse.
I mean, it was unbelievable.
It was terrible.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.